My name is Mike Tully. I'm in for Luke Carl here on Hair Nation. You can hear me ordinarily on the Jason Ellis Show on the Faction Channel. If you've heard me there, you've probably heard me mention that I am a massive hair metal fan. I go deep with this stuff. Luckily, so does this channel. That was Jet Boy, mostly forgotten band operating out of the Sunset Strip back in the 80s. I'm like six blocks from the Sunset Strip here in Hollywood. Up next, Tesla on Hair Nation. Luke Carl is away on some personal endeavors. This is Tully. You can usually hear me on the Faction Channel on the Jason Ellis Show. I'm so happy to be here, however, on Hair Nation tonight and for a whole week. If you've heard me on Faction, you know I am a passionate hair metal fan. I listen to this crap all the time, just like you guys do. And because of this great Hair Nation channel, I've been turned on to some songs and some bands I was not previously familiar with. I knew Honeymoon Suite out of Toronto, Canada, I believe, if Google is to be believed. I didn't know this song, though, until I heard it here on Hair Nation. Warrant on the way, Honeymoon Suite with Feel It Again. Perhaps the most manicured chest hair in all of hair metal, Kip Winger and Winger on Hair Nation. My name is Mike Tully. You can usually hear me on the Jason Ellis Show. If you want to check out the show, we're live on the Faction Channel every afternoon, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. I am in for Luke Carl tonight, and for a week, I'm in Hollywood. I'm right next to the Sunset Strip, where these guys still reside. They have split into 2 bands, I believe, both based off of the Sunset Strip. This is classic second album, L.A. Guns, on Hair Nation. Riot, who broke into the mainstream with not one but 2 cover versions of songs originally recorded by the 70s English act Slade. Up next, a band that needed no help breaking into the mainstream by the time they recorded this cover of Wings. My name is Tully. Usually you can hear me on the Faction Channel on the Jason Ellis Show. I'm in for Luke Carl, Live and Let Die, Hair Nation.
You were young and your heart wasn't home.
Ah, the 80s, when a man with a voice like that could be an arena headlining superstar, Tom Kiefer and Cinderella here on Hair Nation. My name is Mike Tully. I'm in for Luke Carl. Ordinarily, you can hear me afternoons on the Faction Channel, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. Hello to all the Ellis listeners tuning over to check out what we're doing on Hair Nation. I'm a big fan of Hair Nation. I listen all the time. As I mentioned earlier in the show, it's turned me on to bands and songs I didn't necessarily catch the first time around. Case in point, this late era single from David Lee Roth. I didn't dig it at the time. It plays all the time in Hair Nation. I love it every single time. Featuring Jason Becker, I believe, on guitar by this stage of Diamond Dave's solo career. A little, ain't enough on Hair Nation. I am going to go out on a little bit of a limb here and say that Sebastian Bach was the single greatest vocalist in all of hair metal. I'm not saying Skid Row is the best band. I'm not saying they had the best career. But I do believe Sebastian Bach could lay into a lead vocal like no other man in hair metal before, during, or since. This song, an excellent illustration of my point off of their second album, Slave to the Grind, Quicksand Jesus. This is Tully, usually on the Jason Ellis Show on Faction, in for Luke Carl this evening, all this week, here on Hair Nation. Goes deep, a point I am going to illustrate after Lita Ford coming up next with Alice Cooper off of the Trash album. Came out, what, 88, 89? I was actually just listening to Trash the other day. I don't think it was the most critically acclaimed album of its day. Call me cheesy. I wasn't around for Alice Cooper in the 70s. I thought it was freaking awesome. I'm going to play not one of the singles, not Poison, not... maybe Poison was the only single off of that. Maybe everyone was right. Maybe that wasn't a very good album. Nonetheless, I'm going to play a deep cut off of Alice Cooper's Trash CD after Lita Ford. This is Tully. I'm in for Luke Carl all week on Hair Nation.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I did a good lay. I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing.
Of all the bands who, back in the 80s, and there were many, who made their living shamelessly stealing from Led Zeppelin, paging David Coverdale here, that band right there, perhaps the best excuse, featuring John Bonham's son, Jason Bonham, on drums. Another song that I barely remember from the 80s that I love now from hearing it here on Hair Nation, Wait For You. This is Tully, second album, Slaughter on the Way. I'm in for Luke Carl all week here on Hair Nation. Mike Tully, I'm here tonight. So happy to be here on Hair Nation tonight and this whole coming week filling in for Luke Carl. I'm on the Jason Ellis Show every weekday on Faction. Hair metal, however, is my passion. Are you familiar with the Jason Ellis Show? If you get a second, check it out. We set things on fire, we torture each other's testicles, and occasionally we get close to figuring out the meaning of life. We're on Faction. Maybe you've heard Ellis on the Howard Stern Show. That guy, the Australian skateboarder dude. Check us out every afternoon, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. That was another deep cut. We're going deep all night here on Hair Nation from, I want to say, Motley Crue's Decade of Decadence greatest hit CD, Angela, making way for fellow gods of the Sunset Strip. This is off of Cocked and Loaded, LA Guns on Hair Nation. My name is Mike Tully. I'm filling in tonight and all week for Luke Carl here on Hair Nation. Ordinarily, you can hear me on the Jason Ellis Show afternoons on the Faction Channel. Coming up after David Coverdale and Whitesnake right here. Extreme featuring, I'm going to say, the greatest guitar player in hair metal, Nuno Bettencourt. Earlier in the show, I made my claim, controversial though it may be, that Sebastian Bach's the greatest hair metal singer that ever lived. I believe Nuno Bettencourt is the greatest guitar player of the era. Feel free to disagree with me. Here's how much I love Nuno Bettencourt. I have the whole second Extreme album, Porno Graffiti, like, so I can listen to it, but I've also edited my own personal versions when I don't feel like listening to the entire song. I have all 13, 14 tracks on the album, just the guitar solos. I occasionally just listen to the guitar solo of Decadence Dance. I'm going to go ahead and play you the entire song, because you're probably not a freak like myself, on the way, along with Dokken, Queensryche, and more on Hair Nation. By now, I'm guessing you may have seen the viral video of Queensryche performing at Rocklahoma. I caught a little bit of that on TV on HDNet. The first thing about the clip that's striking is Queensryche lead singer Jeff Tate's appearance. I'm trying to think of a charitable way to describe his appearance, and I can't. So I'm just going to say, Google Jeff Tate, see what he's what the kind of look he's rocking these days. The clip, however, is more notorious for Jeff Tate insulting the rather meager crowd that showed up to see Queensryche at Rocklahoma. If you Google the words Queensryche and "you guys suck," I'm pretty sure you'll find the clip as the first search result. This is Tully, ordinarily heard on Faction on the Jason Ellis Show, in for Luke Carl here on Hair Nation. Quite likely Finland's greatest contribution to hair metal, Hanoi Rocks on Hair Nation. I'm pretty sure those guys are from Finland, somewhere in that Scandinavian Nordic part of the world anyway. They were based for a long time out of Manhattan's Lower East Side. My name is Mike Tully. You can hear me on Faction every afternoon on the Jason Ellis Show. I'm so happy to be moonlighting in for Luke Carl here on Hair Nation. I love this crap. I love hair metal as much as you do, if not more. Hanoi Rocks, not like my favorite band. I did dig a band that their guitar player Andy McCoy got in later called Shooting Gallery. Actually, I really like the band that was in the middle called Kill City Dragons. Don't even bother trying to find them online. The recordings are awful. They're impossible to find. I'm probably the only one that likes them. I'll shut up now. Kiss begat the Vinnie Vincent invasion, which in turn begat Slaughter. Mark Slaughter and Danish Drum, the brains and most of the talent behind Slaughter, featured there in their pre-Slaughter days. Love Kills on Hair Nation. My name is Mike Tully, in for Luke Carl. You can ordinarily hear me afternoons on the Faction Channel on the Jason Ellis Show. I'm so happy to be here now, however, on Hair Nation. Poor man's Cinderella, Brittany Fox, coming on the heels, appropriately enough, of Cinderella. My name is Mike Tully. You can hear me tomorrow afternoon and every afternoon on the Faction Channel on the Jason Ellis Show, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. You can hear me here again tomorrow night. I will be in all week for Luke Carl. Have a great night. I'm so happy to be spending some time with you here on Hair Nation.